This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
This is Spin. This is the podcast. Why am I talking
like
I'm on the radio?
Whoa, you were on the radio there for a second.
No, sorry, it's such a difference. There's no music in the background. Hi,
Hello.
This is the podcast.
Just me and you.
Just us, Pat.
And a Fianna Gael bikini over there in the corner.
Yeah.
I was thinking of...
Your dad's horrified with you, by the way.
Sorry, his fucking message. Like, I love you to bits, Dad, but what is he saying? He's like specifically trying to embarrass me. I text him after. I was like, what are you doing? Listen to what he said. Text Emma.
There's a lot of context needed to explain this, but essentially Dave shocked us all by sporting a Fianna Gael bikini on the show this morning. That doesn't pledge his allegiance to the political party. Oh,
I swear to God, it does not.
That's not what he's saying here at all.
That thing is going to come back when I'm the next Ivan Yates trying to be on News Talk and I'm, you know, doing a political show or something. We're like, oh well, he's a big Fianna Gael.
No, not at all. We never even talk about politics in our show and like whatever, but there's a reason for it. We're trying to set up a thirst trap for Simon Harris. It's a long story. And honestly, just listen to the show to catch up on what you missed. And if you want to see Dave just being beautiful, it's on my Instagram
story. Rocking a bikini.
But Dave's on my Instagram story rocking a Fianna Gael bikini, and Don, which is Dave's dad, messaged saying, OMG, my poor baby. What have you done to him?
What does he call me a poor baby for? Like,
I know. I replied with a laughing face and a love heart. And he said, and I just see this now, I haven't seen his reply yet, to think I brought him up to... Oh.
What did he say? He said something bad, didn't he?
Do you know what? I'm actually not going to read
it. Oh, for fuck's sake, Dad.
Not on the podcast.
I fucking knew well as well that, like, as soon as he saw that, he'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Get over it, Dad. This is my life. This is what's my choice of lifestyle, okay?
I know, Dave was such a team player in that this morning. It's a good crack. So enjoy listening back to that. Listen, we have so many podcast episodes. So if you are out for walks across the weekend, I do that. There's an Australian radio show that I like. And if I've caught up with their latest one, I just go back to like 4 weeks ago and press play.
Go enjoy that.
So yeah, go enjoy some old stuff if you fancy. And get out for a nice... what was I going to say? Shut up, Emma. I was just about to say get out for a nice walk over the weekend. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. Just eat Easter eggs.
Don't mind me. Have a great weekend. We're back live on Tuesday.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hello and good morning to you. 2 minutes after seven this Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Just Emma and Dave holding the fort this morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Thursday, which is basically our Friday.
We need to stop rubbing it in.
Multiple people have told me, hey, will you stop mentioning that you're off Friday? Because it's really killing me. I'm like, fair enough.
In every other job in my life, there was no such thing as having the Friday off in a bank holiday. So, yeah, I hear you.
But we deserve it. Oh, we deserve it. Oh, we do. We do a lot of work here.
Just to say as well, I did something last night and I knew this would sicken both of you, especially producer Callum. I don't think he'd put up with this kind of behaviour at all. I'm back from Thailand near a month this Saturday. A month on Saturday I got home, I believe. And yesterday evening I finished unpacking.
Oh, I'd have to do that the very first night. What was the last thing in your suitcase?
The last thing in my suitcase was slip-on shoes. And the reason they were sitting there for so long was I didn't know where to put them because I've done a bit of a room rearrangement and trying to just create more space that doesn't exist, basically. But I also put away bikinis finally and did a final wash of beach cover-ups, guys.
Wow. I was going to say, I'm kind of disgusted, but also it does make sense because the stuff that you took to Thailand, I'm guessing, is not your day-to-day wardrobe.
Unfortunately not.
Because of the rain and the muck and everything like that. So,
like, were these things in need of a wash?
Most were not, because over there it was great. Like, we just went to a laundrette because the way we had all our backpacks, it was like bring little and just get your stuff washed.
I've never in my entire life gone to a laundrette while on holiday.
I know, but Dave, it was a backpacking experience.
Yeah, of course.
This is what all the backpackers do, man. No, everywhere you looked was like, get your washing done here. But anyway, finally yesterday, I feel like my life is somewhat in order because a month later I have finally unpacked from
your life is back together. Well done.
Play to you. I was just looking online. One of my favourite things to do, like, this sounds really sad and I do apologise, like over the bank holiday and everything, how you were saying, oh, some people are at work tomorrow. I like to check the Dublin Airport website because you can see the security queue times to see how busy the terminals are.
That's
right,
a good
now.
Shout, yeah.
Because I'm flying back home to the UK tomorrow around this time.
Yeah.
Ashling's flying this morning around this time. And you know, like on a normal day, on a normal weekday, the queue time is normally about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, yes.
Kind of quite. today, right now, Terminal 1 queue time, 17 minutes.
Oh!
So the airport is busier, okay. So I think people are going, I think people may have booked kind of today off as a super long weekend.
Isn't Aisling such a hustler? Like, when I thought of it, because obviously ages ago she was like, I'm going off my holidays, and I was like, what a hustler. She knew exactly what she was at there, heading away. Heading away on the Thursday, taking the Thursday off, not having to take the Friday. I'd say a lot of people taking advantage as well and get a long weekend, even with just the Monday off, you know. Anyway, if you are heading to Dublin Airport, you lucky thing, enjoy. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Aisling Bonner, probably on her way to the airport. Morning, Aisling. Probably disgusted. Emma, getting to talk about Beyonce, my queen. Well, sorry, Ash, you decided to go on your holidays right before the release of Act 2 of the Renaissance trilogy.
Not before, though. She put it on her story of the actual new album. She was like, she put in like a load of the song titles, and she's very, very excited.
Okay, okay. Well, sorry now to steal your thunder, Aisling, but someone's got to talk about Beyonce when you're not here, and that person now is me. Beyonce has revealed the tracklist for the album. It's out midnight tonight, as far as I'm aware, which is very exciting. I'm sure fans... I used to do that too if I was really excited for a new release. Before I got up at 5 o'clock in the
morning. Never in my life had a midnight release or anything like that. Never cared.
I think I cared for a Sam Smith album at one point. Right. I was really curious. This is before, when I was more of a night owl, I suppose. And I'd be like, oh, that's out, I'll have a listen to it now. Anyway, some of the inclusions that are notable in this are naturally Jolene. We've mentioned this before, and Dolly Parton kind of let slip that there would be a Jolene cover on it. Will Dolly herself feature vocally? Did they do a re-record? You'd imagine they would have, wouldn't you? Obviously, it's an iconic song from Dolly, and if you don't know it, it sounds like this. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. What I'd love to see with Jolene in 2024 is more of an empowering twist. Rather than, Jolene, please don't take my fella, it's more like, Jolene, we need to both tell him to get lost. Do you know what I mean?
You can't be ruining that. That would ruin it for me. I'd be like, that is such an iconic song that I need that.
I know, but maybe with a modern twist, Beyonce being like, girl, tell him to get lost.
She's loads of songs like that.
Maybe so, yeah. Another song that really makes me quite curious, considering this is, she has said before, like, this isn't a country album, it's a Beyonce album, but come on, we've all heard Texas Hold'em. She's digging into the country vibe.
Yes.
But despite saying it is a Beyonce album, there's a song on it called Spaghetti.
There is, yeah. I'm looking at that one as well, and I'm like, this is kind of a bit bizarre. What has that got to do with anything?
I don't know. And again, apologies to any country music fans listening, and I'm sorry to like stereotype like that, but I imagine, like, I always imagine people going off to line dance and like eating a hot dog. You know what I mean? Not like having spaghetti. Okay, then there's the Linda Martell show.
Linda Martin.
No, not our Linda Martin, Linda Martell. And I looked up Linda Martell this morning. Iconic. She was the first black woman to make the country charts back in the 1960s.
Oh, very cool.
So that should be really interesting. Now, are you ready to get excited about this? Because there's a song on there called Riverdance.
Oh!
Right? I mean, there's one thing that comes to mind when you think Riverdance.
Michael Flatley.
Lord of the Dance. What is the story? Will she be out doing her...
Now, imagine a Beyonce tune over that as the backing vocals.
That would be unbelievable.
How cool would that be?
Unbelievable.
I would be so...
But again, interesting, because I wouldn't consider that country. You know, it's so funny. My housemate Emer's niece, she's only about to turn one. And I was watching a video the other day. And it's the little girl watching Riverdance on the telly put on by her sister. They live in the UK. And she's like, she's Irish.
Yeah,
her at home watching Riverdance, like nearly one. And she's there like clapping her hands, absolutely loving it when Michael Flatley comes on stage.
That is the Michael Flatley thing with the... Have you seen how fast his feet flail around? That's not human. That's not okay.
It's pretty unbelievable. And then finally, we do know that there is a Beatles cover. You are only waiting for this moment to be
free. Blackbird, fly. Oh, Blackbird.
Blackbird. It's really lovely, isn't it? Again, would you consider Beatles country?
Not at all.
Not at all. So I'm really dying to hear what she does with this. The other thing that made news yesterday is Uber shared a video of, you know, Rainey, the horse that was on tour during part one of the Renaissance World Tour? The glitter ball horse on stage.
Yeah.
And then obviously the horse is featured massively for part one, which was very much like kind of club music. It was a glitter ball horse. for this album, the artwork is a horse, just like almost a, imagine like a country horse, like you
a
know.
country horse. Yeah,
for a country album,
you know, when you can tell the difference. That's a country horse. That look at that city horse over there.
But the first one was real glam. This is just her on the horse wearing a cowboy hat, etc.
Right. Like,
alluding to the country album. So Uber shared a video of Rainey running around saying, "We have some news tomorrow at 2 ET." So obviously a lot of people confused about this. Unless it's an Uber ride with Beyonce, I don't want it. Others saying a mode of transportation on Rainey, basically, they're saying potentially.
Right, okay.
But then someone kind of ruined the magic of it, saying, you know, Beyonce's a shareholder in Uber.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to wait and see.
You did miss a massive one, by the way, Em, just so you know. You obviously had Jolene.
Yeah.
But there is a song on there called Dolly P.
Yes.
Dolly Parton. She must be on that one.
And there's rumours some Miley have an involvement as well.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'll have to wait and see. It's happening tomorrow. You're on Spin.
So there's only one real reason I go on Facebook anymore these days. And it is mainly just for the bizarre ads that I get. I've been getting one ad a lot for this place called Manfinity. And I don't really need these ads because I'm never going to buy anything from it.
Manfinity,
yeah.
Manfinity and beyond.
And they are giving me ads for like clothes that I'm sorry, I would never ever wear.
Okay.
Well,
Manfinity doesn't sound like the sexiest clothes brand of all time ever.
But this is just one example, right? And it's one of those kind of... Do you ever see them clothes ads where it's like a hoodie and the hoodie is customised to you because Facebook knows what your name is,
gotcha,
and they know everything about you. So it's like the hoodie will say something like, the wearer of this hoodie is a legend named, and then in a different font it'll be like David. Do you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
So this brand said has a t-shirt that it keeps advertising towards me. Sorry, I'm already taken by a sexy and crazy girl. She's stubborn, messy and a brat at times. She's clumsy, loud and a bit silly sometimes.
What?
But in my eyes, she's the definition of perfection and beauty. While there is life, there is hope. That is on one t-shirt.
That is absolutely and utterly ridiculous.
Why in God's name would I want that? Bizarre. Even if I had a girlfriend, I don't think she'd buy me that.
I think you'd be broken up with quickly.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But there is another company that has decided it wants to start advertising towards me. And the company is called Veritas. What Veritas means is the Latin for truth, okay?
Okay.
And so I was looking at I was on Facebook yesterday and I keep getting it. And it's one of those scrolls. So you can keep scrolling to see what they're advertising you. And it is a load of things if you are a priest.
Oh, fantastic, Dave.
So I'm getting what's called a chasuble or a casuble, or it's C-H-A-S-U-B-L-E. And it's those big gowns that priests wear.
Oh, I didn't know that what they were called.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I thought it was just a gown.
It looked like a bit of a bed sheet.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, isn't it? It's kind of that vibe with a hole cut in the middle. But that is basically what I keep getting advertised. Clothes. It's kind of like the cash and carry for priests.
Wow.
I'm thinking. Do you know what I mean?
Any priest listening this morning, you know, we can get some good
yes,
deals.
It's called Veritas. So these green chasubles or whatever they're called, I'm also getting a dark grey clergy shirt.
Lovely.
Thank you. Always wanted one. It comes with the collar. You know, the priest collar. I don't understand why I'm getting these, but I'm loving it. Because on this cash and carry priest website, there is so much you can get. So let's go through it. A book called Living Together Before Marriage. I'd imagine that's in the priest's office for if you're, you know, going through that marriage course before you get married.
How dare you live together before marriage?
This is something I would never do as a priest. This is from it's a book from Timothy Radcliffe called Questioning God. Won't be getting that. I would never question that. This is also another book. How to Survive Being Married to a Catholic. I'm like, great. Thank you. This another one is a gold chalice where you put the communion.
Oh, fab. Oh.
Right?
It'd be nice to have one of them in the gaff.
It's quite expensive. I think it's like 690 quid or something like that.
You'd be hydrated for the day now if you filled that up with water.
Very true. Yeah, that'd be the new Stanley Cup.
Have your soup out of that for lunch.
You've got a congregational mass card. And so obviously I don't know if this is for like funerals or for weddings or for what it is, but it gives you like little suggestions. So it's like potential act A, potential act B, and it's like giving you little things that the priest could do, or the, like, you know, prayers or whatever. Here's another one, another book. We'll Meet Again, Irish Deathbed Visions, Who You Meet When You Die.
Brilliant.
A book from Colm Keane.
I'd like to see that. I want to know who I'm going to meet when I die.
It's not the only Colm Keane book about death. This is a book that's being advertised to me called Heading for the Light, The 10 Things That'll Happen When You Die. Then the next book...
I want it. Will you buy me it?
Yeah, that sounds good. Then they've offered me a painting, just like a night sky painting, which is very nice. And then they've offered me a book called Teach Your Cat Irish. I know that sounds like I'm joking. There is the book. Teach Your Cat Irish.
nothing to do with anything. You can get a Padre Pio sticker, which I might get for my granny. The Gospels, according to Mark, Luke and John. These are all books. The Walking Tour of Dublin Churches, that's only a fiver. This is another book called The Miraculous Medal. And can I just say, they've put a picture of Mary on the Miraculous Medal book. She looks well. She that is not how I pictured Mary.
Show me Mary there.
She looks, she kind of looks like a Kate Middleton lookalike.
Okay, sorry, that is not the Mary that we saw in a Live O box and everything.
Doesn't she look well?
An absolute, sorry now, excuse me, I hope I'm not going to help. She's an absolute riot.
She's pretty hot.
She is stunning. She has genuine hair extension clipping.
That's what I thought.
She's fully contoured. Fully contoured. She definitely has her brows done and she has eyeliner on over her eyes. That looks like a Victoria's Secret model dolled up as Mary on
with
that.
Just a load of, you know, a load of clothes on. Yeah. It's gas. Then we got the three things divorced Catholics need to know, God's Little Book of Hope, and one of my favourite ones, Carlo Acutis's 5 Steps to Being a Saint. So there you go.
Dave,
if you ever...
There's a few there now on my list. 5 Steps to Being a Saint. Imagine if you practiced and you were Saint David Hammond.
Oh,
that'd be pretty good on the Tinder bio,
good.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, granny would I'd be the favourite grandchild ever if I was saint.
Put your order in.
There you go.
See.
Any priests, hit me up.
Jazzy, that is shooting star.
Sorry, Emma. I'm so sorry to cut across you. I'm so, so sorry. You know, Jazzy. I only ever cut across you for one reason. And I'd only ever cut across Jazzy for one reason and one reason only. I've got a Notions alert.
Oh, God. Notions alert. God, it's been a while.
It has been, but these are always breaking news stories. When we see something around town or something in shops or something online that we think is a bit ridiculous, maybe too expensive.
Hashtag inflation.
Yes, exactly, hashtag inflation. But also maybe a little bit too big for your boots.
Also, hashtag taking advantage of inflation, we see you.
Exactly. And also, speaking of getting too big for your boots, we're Irish. We'll never let you do that. Ever. So, without further ado, I have some Notions. I have some people to call out. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And I'm sorry about this. Now, I actually don't have anything to call out in terms of price range this time around.
That's a different kind of Notions alert, yes.
But given that it is the 28th of March and April, or 31st of March is Easter Sunday. Mm. I thought, I need to get some Easter eggs for myself. Mm. Better have a look around and see what I can get, you know?
I'm under pressure this year for the first time because I now have a niece and nephew and it would be absolutely sinful not to arrive with Easter eggs.
Of course.
So that's on my to-do list also.
Well, I've got some Easter egg notions for you. A lot of places selling these kind of things. There's one in M&S and it's called the Belgian Truffled Filled Egg, right?
Filled?
A filled egg.
Okay.
I just need you to have a look at this image.
Okay, so, wow, it does look absolutely divine. It's quite a thick-looking Easter egg, as in I'd say like one little, like you wouldn't, like I think you'd be very, very sick if you were to eat all of it. It's incredibly thick, a lot of chocolate going on there, and then inside is a range of their different individual sweets.
Exactly, so imagine, if you will, a chocolate square. Mm. That's how thick the Easter egg is on one side of the Easter egg. Like it's still hollow, and then inside the egg is these crap chocolates that no one ever buys for anyone who actually they really care about.
Well, to be honest, the Easter egg excites me, but you know, the way with those chocolates on the inside, you'd be like, that's muck.
No, that's what someone buys your mom.
What's all this?
You know what I mean? I don't need those kind of chocolates. You want the Cadbury, that Cadbury box. Mm. You know, the milk tray. That's all you want because every single one of them tastes nice. You don't need this crap coffee, caramelled, carrot cake chocolates. Yeah. I don't need that in my life. But they're all filled in this Easter egg. It is called the Belgian Truffle Filled Egg and it is not good. I came across another one then the other day. This is called the Art Chocolate Luxury Easter Egg. Look at the box it comes in. It's like an iPad.
Oh, it is like an iPad. It's like an artist went into a canvas and just sprayed loads of like bold primary colours on it.
It's like they're unveiling the new iPhone, right? And it's the exact same thing with the Easter egg itself. It's painted. It's hand painted. Okay, this thing costs 30 quid. Who's paying 30 quid for an Easter egg? It's hand painted with a load of kind of little sprays of chocolate paint or whatever. And inside, when you just crack the egg itself, like just the shell is filled with caramel. And I'm like, that is too much, man. You'd have one bite of that and you'd be like, I can't do a single thing more than that.
Do you know what? A caramel-filled Easter egg sounds absolutely divine. However, I don't need someone to hand-paint my Easter egg. Thank you. I'm
not
going
at
to
all.
Eat it.
Yeah, very true. And then the last one, I just mini eggs, Easter eggs. I don't need my Easter eggs to be filled with mini eggs. Just put the mini eggs in the actual egg. But this is actually in the shell of it. I don't need it. Sorry.
I'm really upset because, like, in an Ocean's Alert, we're all in absolute constant agreement that the place is in bits and everyone's robbing us blind. But I cannot agree that it's not a fantastic vibe to have mini eggs within an Easter egg, Dave. I think in this case, you're wrong.
I just need a chocolate, plain chocolate.
One,
all I need.
Have to call out producer Callum. I only just became aware of in the UK these Easter bonnets.
Yes.
What the hell is an Easter bonnet and why are you all so strange? Only joking.
This isn't an Ocean's Alert and an Easter bonnet. An Easter bonnet is kind of just a tradition in the UK.
You going to school with your little Easter bonnet your ma knitted on your head is a massive notion.
An Easter bonnet is kind of just like a straw hat that you decorate yourselves with. Like you go to, say, like Tiger or The Works or something, you get, you know, those felt little chickens and you stick on your eggs on. It's a primary school thing. You don't you don't see Doris from number 72 who's 67 years old walking down the street every day with an Easter bonnet. It's a competition.
I heard on a podcast though that like it's quite a thing to knit them. No, is that different?
And you can, but mainly for like the schools you go to, like the pound store
that's less notion-y than I believed.
Yeah,
okay, Dave, I think on that one you're wrong though. Give me a mini egg filled
the mini egg filled Easter egg.
I don't mind
eggs in the egg.
You know when
fantastic.
You have an egg and it comes into two parts. You crack the egg and it comes into two parts, two halves, right? Yeah. I don't mind with this mini eggs in that. It's within the chocolate itself. I just need a plain chocolate. No, Dave, I just need it. And I saw Skittles one the other day. What are you doing that? I think it's chocolate.
Benson Boone.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, good morning. Thursday the 28th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Just Emma and Dave with you this morning. What's happening?
Good morning. I'm currently finishing a pan au chocolat as we come on air.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, right, the CEO has brought us in these very fancy pan au chocolats and croissants for our Thursday because we're off tomorrow, right? Very happy he's done so. I was starving.
Great guy.
However, I don't like posh pan au chocolats.
I would have to.
I don't like posh croissants.
No, man. I'm going to have to wholeheartedly disagree with you there.
I think I like the 1 euro central ones that you probably know well were made about 4 weeks ago.
4 weeks ago. Hard as a rock.
Yeah. I like them kind of vibes.
Re-microwaved this morning with a splash of water.
These things were made, obviously, with a lot of love.
A lot of care.
But when you bite into them, they're so crumbly. There's so much stuff comes off them. Like, I can pick up a piece right there and it's just a little bit of a flake off the pan au chocolat.
It kind of looks like dead skin.
Doesn't it? Look, it totally looks like dead skin.
Like when you peel.
That's the only thing. And like, I hope he's not listening because I do really appreciate it. I was starving. I'm really, really happy with it. But I'm also like, I think the simple things are better. This is what we were talking about earlier on with the Easter eggs.
Mm.
You have notions with these kind of things. With the Easter eggs filled with like different kind of caramel and so I don't need that. Just give me the plain chocolate.
The other thing to say about this is we totally could have halved one because they're absolutely monsters.
They're massive.
Monsters.
But it goes for a lot of things. It goes for pizza. I think the Spin like are getting pizza later on and everyone was like, oh, what pizza do we want? And everyone was like, oh, we'll just get Domino's. And I'm like, yeah, top tier. But the other people are like, no, get the fancy pizza. Yeah, get the Zanos and get the Kodiaks and get the this, that. And I'm like, no, I don't need that kind of pizza. I want the crap pizza.
Give me a margarita with a big, lovely garlic dip.
Yes, exactly. A litre of garlic dip.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cheaper, crapper versions are better.
I hear you, man.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
I think, like, say, for example, it works for everything. A donut. You go into a Dunstores and you get one of them sprinkle donuts for a euro. Absolutely perfect. You go to the other places around town and they're just like giant cakes. I don't need that in a donut.
Okay.
I need the cheaper versions of things. I'm a cheap guy. Do you know what I mean? I'm a cheap guy.
Are you feeling better now? Haven't gotten that off your chest?
I do feel better. I hope the CEO is not listening.
I'd like to know how serious you are about your thing. Are you going to not finish that then?
Oh no, I'll finish it.
I thought so. Golden ticket on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen. David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go with Rice. We want to send you off on this holiday to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Eva, how are you? Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello. So tell us your story. You last minute decided, right, this is my game. I'm going to ace this.
So my friend was like, have you heard this game? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you'd be amazing at it. And I was like, oh, really? Okay.
So why would you be amazing at it?
I don't know. I'm kind of good with songs.
Okay.
Like, I'm just good at, like, but I don't know. I'm really good at, like, knowing the artist, but then sometimes the song,
right,
I'm
okay.
not very good.
Okay.
But anyway, so she's like, I think you'd be really good at this game. Okay. So I've been friends with her for years, so she knows me well. And I was like, okay, grand. I was like, but, like, I don't like going into anything without prep. So, like, I'd have to be prepping. So we were, like, even going, we were going to a wedding last week, and then in the car journey, like, she was putting on songs, and I was guessing them. And then last night, I got my boyfriend to, like, play the songs, and I guessed them. But I didn't actually think if I put my name forward today, I'd actually go today. I think I was hounding you with messages because I was like, it's a perfect morning.
Okay.
You
know,
there's something in the morning
I'm going
that you
into
think.
Work, but I'll still make it.
Right,
so
yeah.
Good.
There's okay. something in the energy today that you think, right, this is my moment, this is the day.
I was just kind of like, you have to be in it to win it. Like,
very true.
Even if I don't get it, it's okay.
So you only messaged to play today and you're straight on air. That's pretty lucky. Feels like a good vibe.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
My friend and I were both saving for houses, like, separately, and like, we won't be able to afford to go away on holidays. So, like,
I know.
This would be perfect.
The struggle is real out there. What age are you trying to save for a house at the moment?
I'm 26.
Oh, girl, I know.
Just, I know.
Like,
it's
yeah,
awful.
How much can you possibly live with? And yeah, I know what you mean. So
I
you're
know.
Very dedicated, obviously, to your saving if you're not even planning a trip. So this would be
well,
fun for you.
We're trying.
So
right.
anyway. The boyfriend wouldn't get a look in here. It would probably be the friend, yes?
It has to be because
okay.
she's the one who kind of initiated this whole thing.
Okay.
I actually had to ask him last night, if I win this, would you be okay? And he's like, yeah, of course.
Okay.
What's your friend's name?
Olivia.
Okay,
right,
so Eva and
Juniper Olivia.
Olivia. Nice one. All right, listen. Oh, I'm excited now.
Here we go, Eva. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I've been listening to it.
This is
making
Emma,
a conscious effort.
Brilliant. This
listen.
Is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different tune. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. Then when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Eva?
Eva, I get the feeling you were a bit of a swat in school, were you?
No, not really.
You were prepped for that leaving cert, I'd say, yeah.
I tried very hard, let's just say. I wouldn't say I'm naturally intelligent, but
no.
I tried very hard.
Swat being you studied, so excellent.
Oh, I studied, I did. And that's why I did the prep work.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't go into anything blind, you know.
I get you, girl.
So
let's
hopefully
hope.
Now. I'm going to, like, get your hopes up here and be absolutely crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Is that going to happen? Let's hope the studying actually helped you, Eva. You got 25 seconds on the clock. Where are you from?
Cabin Teely.
Eva and Cabin Teely, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Yeah, you got that
yummy, Justin Bieber.
Stop the clock.
Lovely. Hurry.
Look at that.
Job done. Okay, we have 22 seconds left on the clock. That was Justin Bieber and Yummy. It's all to play for and you still have your swap.
Let's go for song two, Eva. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. It's like strawberries.
Oh, Harry Styles. Well, I'm going to have to swap because I don't know the song.
Oh, swap it out. All right, let's swap it.
You're going to kick yourself, Eva. Watermelon Sugar from Harry Styles there.
Yeah, but I just kind of was trying to be tactical there. Because I was like, I'm just not going to get the name.
I like the tactics. Let's go.
Back to 22 seconds. So again, we crack on.
And a brand new song too, with no more swaps remaining. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I like the way you
talk. I like the things you do. Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Number tattooed on my arm. Nope.
When you greet someone. When the morning comes, I know you won't be there.
Nope.
Oh my. Stop the clock. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Oh.
Guys, none of these are on my list.
These are all tunes that have been played on spin in the last 7 days.
Guys, this is actually so bad. Because I've been playing like every morning and getting them.
Oh, this
is not good.
I am raging a little bit, but it's okay, guys. We're
listen,
all right.
We still have 5 seconds basically on the clock, all right? So it's not too bad, Eva.
It would be incredible, but.
It's probably unlikely.
Okay.
Let's go for song three. Eva plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I was in the club.
Jabby.
Yeah.
Give me time.
Oh, God.
That was the big debut with Belters. Make me feel good.
Can I do this again another time? Maybe give me 2 more weeks.
Maybe. If it hasn't gone in a couple of weeks, you never know, you might get back on. But Eva, tell me this, what were the kind of songs you were practicing? What was coming up when you were practicing?
So I literally, guys, I have a Spotify playlist Like, that's my press. So anyone else trying to go on this, look it up. So I had Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. I had Austin Dasha. I had Train Season, Dua Lipa. Greedy, Tate McRae. All those ones.
Wow.
None of these were on the list.
Oh,
I have
God.
72 songs that I actually
I actually feel really guilty. What's the name of the playlist so people can look it up?
Spin Golden Ticket.
Spin Golden Ticket on Spotify. That's hilarious.
Make that public.
I swear to God, it has loads of songs. So I must add these ones now to help other people.
That's very good of you, Eva. Very good of you.
I know.
You're one of my favourite people, I think, ever, Eva.
You're a bit obsessed, Eva, and I like it.
I know.
Eva,
dedication.
It wasn't to be today, but maybe you've helped someone else. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing. Have a great
day. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Best luck with the saving. Bye. We just had a quick look there. Producer Callum's looking for the playlist. And no sign, Eva, if you could make it public. Otherwise,
no one else is going to get... No.
Don't gatekeep it.
Don't be gatekeeping it.
Or question mark, should we create one?
No, Eva's already done it.
Yeah, fair.
Every time I'm looking it up, though, it's just our podcast coming up, so I can't find it.
Okay.
But there you go.
That's called Fully Charged Recharge, by the way. Right, come on, we crack on again. Come on! 087 711 1038. We're playing on Tuesday. You can register now if you want. 087 711 1038. All right. Few minutes time, the girly quiz. It is Thursday after all. In case you haven't been following the story, I think we need to just bring it back into reverse and fill you in on what's gone on this week on the show.
It's been an interesting week.
It's been a very, not one that any of us could have really predicted. So obviously, it was a massive week in Irish politics. Grand. Okay, Leo Varadkar stepped down and then instantly it became quite clear that the next Taoiseach would be Simon Harris.
Yeah, he ran unopposed.
Yeah, unopposed completely. And again, we don't do politics on the show. We really don't. That's grand. However, the other day I mentioned to Dave and Aisling casually because I was having a cup of tea with my housemate Emer last week and she said, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach follows you on Instagram? And I just said, yeah, that is gas, grand, whatever, end of. Sure mentioned this to Dave and Aisling and you can only imagine they were...
We couldn't believe it.
They were licking their lips and rubbing their hands together.
Future leader of the country. Why does he follow you on Instagram?
I have no idea. As I said during the week, I think it was like a COVID thing. I worked in radio at the time.
He has 173,000 followers or something like that. He only follows about 400 people and one of them is Emma Nolan.
He follows a few people in the media, not just me. Grant, hilarious. Dave and Aisling said, by the end of the week, you need to get a DM somehow from Simon Harris, the Taoiseach elect.
Yep.
And you need to set up thirst traps on your Instagram story in order to get it, to reel him in, okay?
Now, thirst traps could be anything, of course.
No, we're not, like get your head out of the bin.
Yeah, we just wanted him to respond. And we, you know, my fellow's kids and, you know, I'm sure he's a wife and things like that.
Absolutely.
So he's not going to respond to an actual, you know, maybe a real thirst trap.
Oh, no, we're not. Thirst trap absolutely was never going to happen. When we say thirst trap in this case, we mean on Monday, you, Dave, suggested I put this on my Instagram story.
I said just a black image and in text, I'm putting on the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin, who wants to host?
Right.
And we thought this would be perfect for him. It might actually make him, you know, go, oh, I'm very busy, but I'd like to calm down. I'd like to do something a bit fun. I'd like to show people I can be a little bit, you know, quirky. Young and quirky. Let's do a game of Simon Says.
Outside Leinster House or something, maybe.
And what happened?
What happened was, we got a view.
We got a view. He viewed the story.
We got a view on the story, but no dice, no DMs.
No like, no reaction, no nothing.
Nothing. So we kind of tried to up the ante then,
right? Bad form, Simon.
Aisling had suggested, okay, he's from Greystones. Hone in on that.
Yes.
So Aisling said, ask for advice on the happy pair in Greystones.
Has anyone ever been?
Right. So I, on my Instagram story, at Emma, @Emma_Nolan, put up a photo of the happy pair in Greystones and said, what do you think? Would you recommend? Has anyone ever been? And God bless the people who actually were giving me genuine advice. I felt so guilty. And the update there was, we got a view, no dice.
So he is viewing the story.
No,
he is doing that every day. And then yesterday we decided, right, we need to take it up a notch.
We need to take it up a notch. And Aisling and Dave had suggested that I ask for advice on how to spell Taoiseach and say, spell it like T-E-E-S-H-O-C-K and be like, does anyone know how to spell Taoiseach properly? So Dave and Aisling suggested I take it up a notch and post it on a private story and include Taoiseach Simon Harris.
Close friends.
To say this gave me the willies now is what I'm going to say.
But you did it. Fair play to you. And on your close friends story was just Simon Harris. No one else.
Yeah.
Just Simon Harris.
And I took a video in the studio yesterday saying, does anyone know how to spell Taoiseach? And then put the bad spelling of it. And I can reveal, it must have freaked him out, lads, because I didn't even get the view.
No.
Seeing my story in a green circle must have just been like, this is weird.
Not
who's
happening.
This, who's
not
this
happening.
Girl? So I think we need to like calm it way back down now.
Disagree completely.
Ah, lads, this no, is... we can't be like, he's the leader of the country. Like, we need to just calm it down a little bit.
He needs to be seen to, you know,
stressing me out.
He needs to be seen to be communicating with his people. Okay, he's the head of the country now, and he's a Taoiseach elect, but in a couple of weeks he'll be ordained or whatever the hell you do to it. A Taoiseach, he's going to be in that seat. So I'm thinking we need to go for the jugular today.
Oh,
today is the day. Today is the thirst trap, real thirst trap day. We are talking bikini picture with the Fine Gael logo on the bikini.
Okay, I'm going to have to just outright say no to this. And I'm so sorry. I do lots of things for this show, but I will not be putting a bikini picture on my Instagram story today.
Do you know what? That's fine.
Don't have me summer bod ready, lads.
Callum brought in a bikini. We've put the Fine Gael logos on it.
No.
And you absolutely do not have to put it on.
Oh.
I am going to put it on.
No, you're not!
We're going to go for the thirst trap, the real one, because we don't want Simon Harris actually, you know, responding to you in a bikini, because that might be odd.
It's
you don't
weird.
Want to do that.
I don't.
Sure, he's a family man and stuff like that.
For many, 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 many reasons, I do not want to do that.
If it's me, he won't be able to control himself.
He'll have to
He's
going to
have
DM.
To respond. He's going to go, is that a Fine Gael
bikini? Show me the bikini there, Callum. That is absolutely hilarious.
So it's a red bikini. We've got the Fine Gael logo strapped to the nipples.
No,
right?
Lads!
We're going to put this picture up on your story, and if he does not respond to this, then I don't know what this man wants. Because this is everything. This is everything.
Right, are you going to do this now?
I am. Emma_Nolan on Instagram. I'm putting on a red bikini.
He actually is,
a Fine Gael logo on the nips.
No.
Simon Harris, if this doesn't get you responding, come here. You just shouldn't be Taoiseach.
Emma_Nolan, the photo's going live. Now, we're not here until Tuesday, so it'll be a long wait for an update. Oh, lads, I'm giddy. Lads, do yourself a favour and look at my Instagram story. David Hammond is sporting a Fine Gael bikini.
I think I'm rocking it.
And the thirst trap has been set just very quickly. We discovered earlier in the week that Simon Harris follows me on Instagram. Dave and Aisling were setting up these traps all week on my Instagram story trying to secure a DM from the Taoiseach, because when can you say that will ever happen again?
Never.
And we were like, we're in with Gove, lads. So no dice this week. Haven't got a DM despite my stories containing things like, we're hosting the biggest Simon Says event in Dublin. Anyone know a good host?
Yeah.
And him being from Greystones is putting up a picture of the happy pair being like, would anyone recommend going to the happy pair in Greystones?
What do we think of it? Suggestions?
Nothing yet.
But he has viewed the stories.
He's viewed the stories, no DMs. If David Hammond's sporting a bikini with Fine Gael logos over his nipples doesn't work, then I think we're going to have to call it a day.
If he doesn't respond to this, I don't know what he wants. He's a man of the people. He has to be.
Do you know who is a man of the people? You.
Odd look.
Fair play to you. We just did a very quick photo shoot. The photo's now live on my story if you want to see Dave looking like an absolute babe, it must be said.
That's me. Emma_Nolan. Go look at it. It will not be my Tinder profile, I don't think, but it will hopefully go down in history as the photo that made Simon Harris respond to Emma Nolan's DM with a, what the hell?
Coming up after, very shortly on the show, we are playing the girly quiz.
He's very apt in a bikini playing the girly quiz.
Yeah, you're just looking well in you, darling. Looks really well in you.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
That's the first time I heard Aisling's voice this morning. I miss her.
Oh, yeah.
Sad face.
Oh, I actually have a lump in my throat now. This is where I start to get real anxious. And
I thought you had a lump in your throat because you missed Aisling so much and you were going
to
cry.
No, it's just more so like I'm going to cry because I have to do the girly quiz.
Once a week, Aisling and I test Dave on all things girly. This is underway for such a long time now and the questions just keep coming out the yin-yang. If you ever have a good question, ladies, that you think would really put it up to Dave, by all means, get in touch. 087-711-1038. If you throw the word girly at the top of your message, we'll always find it as well. If it comes to you at 11:30 at night in the shower and you go, oh, that'd be a great question.
Yeah, I don't have access to the text, so you can literally text and ask the questions.
And just remember, the girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. We have Meg standing by. She's your phone a female this
nice
morning.
Meg.
And just for coming on, she's won that very own her very own pamper hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. And final thing before we get cracking, this is the girly quiz. If you're new to it and you're on your way great to school. Oh, there's no kids in school this week. Anyway, if there's young ears in the car and you're a little bit uncomfortable in case there's certain things discussed and you haven't had birds and the bees chats, just keep your hand on the dial and bear in mind, this can go places, okay? Let's crack on.
I love the way I've said so much crap on this girly quiz that they've had to put a warning in.
Yeah. Listen, we put you to the test.
You never know what I'm going to say.
Question one, I think, is totally safe, though, so you're good.
Let's go.
Dave, the brand Pandora first became really famous for what?
The brand Pandora.
Pandora, yeah. Big jewellery stuff. Well, not to give it away, but you know it's jewellery, right?
I do now.
Oh, where's Ashley?
That's really funny because the planet in Avatar is called Pandora.
Okay.
So I was kind of, I was like, where did it come famous? Maybe from like a planet. But it's jewellery. It is like bracelets and stuff. Like a Pandora bracelet is the one, I think you might get like charms and stuff on it. So would I be right? Am I okay in saying jewellery? Like that is what it's famous
for. Sorry, so like what particular item of jewellery did they become a big hit for?
Yeah, Pandora bracelet. Is their main thing.
And what we're saying again about charms?
Yeah, you can put charms on it and stuff, like say graduation, you finish school or you get married or something like that.
They were such a hit at the time. Well done.
Are they not still a thing?
I think the Pandora bracelets really had their moment, didn't they? When they were such a big thing and that's all everyone ever wanted was... I'm sure some people still have them, but I just don't think they're as maybe popular as they were. Callum?
My girlfriend Jess said to me, if you ever get me a Pandora bracelet, I'm leaving you.
Really?
For her, she's like her phase of Pandora has been gone.
Right.
But
okay.
I know some people are still
just like
really
your
big
voice.
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, in saying that, isn't it such a lovely thing if you collected charms from your friends and family,
yeah,
like to keep them? It's lovely.
That's really bad. I think I got an ex-girlfriend a Pandora bracelet a couple of years back. Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Probably
looking at her going, oh, great, cheers, thanks for that.
Question number two.
Might as well have gotten her a 2020 calendar.
Apart from shaving, name two other methods of hair removal. You don't have a simplify option here.
I don't have a simplify option.
Nope. Apart from shaving, name two other methods of hair removal.
Shaving? I thought there was only two methods. Oh, no. I do know this. Is that? Yeah, I suppose. I'm going to say wax.
Okay, that's one.
That's I like, guys can get that done as well. They can get a wax.
You get waxed yourself?
I've never gotten waxed. I don't think.
Imagine Dave Hammond getting waxed. He would weep.
But why would you say that out on the radio now? Because that's going
to
happen.
Jot that down to
thank you very much.
Temper.
See what I mean?
Thank you very much. Live waxing in studio with Dave, full body.
There's waxing and there's also, I've never got this done, but I think it's kind of cool, laser. Yeah, so I think they, and I don't really know how it works because hairs are so tiny, like tiny little holes, so I don't know how they're laser. They could be there for hours. Unless it's a giant laser, like a James Bond type vibe.
I've got laser before, I can tell you all about that. Yeah, it's you don't do it individually.
I'm going to go wax and I'm going to go laser.
Well done. Perfect.
Yes, come on, look
well
at that.
Well
two for two and no simplify or phone a female yet.
You could have said plucking. Hair removal cream was in there as well. You mentioned laser, waxing, and threading as well is another painful
What's
way.
What's threading?
Threading is where they use like two threads to literally just like...
Oh, with the eyebrows.
Pull out the hair,
I've
yeah.
I've seen that. That's yeah. cool. They do that with like elastic bands.
Yeah.
Type five. Yeah,
it's
I've
amazing how they do it, but you're like, Jesus, sore. Okay, listen, he is having a great run this morning.
Let's do it.
Question mark, girls. My question's too easy this week. Dave, question number three. Before on the girly quiz, we learned what a VPL is. So what type of underwear could a woman wear to avoid this?
A VPL.
It's like a double... I don't want to double question you. Do you remember what a VPL is?
Visible panty line.
Well done. So what type of underwear could a woman wear to avoid having a VPL?
I have no idea. You'd think like the granny panties. Do you know the kind of...
Sorry, what?
You know, like...
Granny panties. What are granny panties?
You know granny panties, like, they're, like, they're the ones, they're the big ones. They're, like, Captain Underpants type vibe.
Like pantaloons?
I don't know what pantaloons are, but, like, just... They're giant, and I'm pretty sure, like, I've seen, like, cartoon characters use them as, like, parachutes. You know that
Yeah, I'm aware.
That kind of a vibe.
You could take flight with them.
I would imagine that because they're quite thin. However, it'd be...
So, sorry, are you suggesting... So, for example, I'm currently wearing, like, Sweaty Betty's leggings, right?
Yeah.
So if I didn't want to have a visible panty line, you're saying I should be wearing granny panties, which would go where? Down to like under my bum.
Yeah, but like they're thin. Do you know what I mean? That was my vibe. But I'm gonna have to call in Meg on this one, to be honest.
That's all right.
And I don't mind phoning in my female. Morning, Meg. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. Listen, I have 30 seconds on the clock. I really need your help on this. What kind of... what would I...
So the question being, if to avoid basically a visible panty line, what type of underwear might a woman wear to avoid this? Yeah?
That's it. What do you think, Megan?
I think maybe like a thong.
But I thought that was specifically what you wouldn't wear because you'd have the little strap.
Oh, right. So scrappy. I thought it was on about ninnies, like if you've seen the line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard one.
See,
and I'm a girl.
So it wouldn't be granny panties then, because they'd be too big, would they?
No, I said a G-string. Like
a G-string. Okay. Do you know what, Megan? I trust you. I'm going to go with that. And let's see if you're right. I'm going to go with a G-string as the answer. Final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yay! Yes!
Let's go, Megan. Thank you so much.
you did it, Meg.
So specifically, you wouldn't wear granny panties because you'd be able to see it.
No, that would be the opposite, Dave.
Right, okay.
The opposite. That's why you were confusing me.
You could have given seamless underwear as well. There's specific seamless
underwear.
Exactly,
that's why I was trying to think of the word.
I get you. That's okay. G-string thong and also a boy short in there as well.
Megan, you helped me win the week. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a great day. You've won that
day,
pamper
Meg.
Hamper as well.
Thank you.
See you later,
talk to you later, hon. Bye. Okay. Well done, Dave. That was cracking.
I think
you need to just do us all a favour and never say granny panties again.
Chaos. I just got a voice note in from Katie. This is in relation to the waxing question.
Oh, yeah.
What are the other ways to remove
hair? If Katie is going to come on and tell me she'll voluntarily wax me, I'm going to go mad.
Well, let's find out what Katie's saying.
I work in Lombre in Rat Mines, and I know Dave lives in Rat Mines, and I will happily foot the bill.
I'm sure you
and
would.
Have him come in, and I will wax him live for you guys. No problem.
Oh,
you're welcome,
my God.
Katie, I'm a massive Lombre fan. I've got my hair done with you before, and I think this is a fantastic idea.
So what I propose is next week we go and play the girly quiz in the salon, and for every question he gets wrong, he's getting a wax.
No!
I think we could do that.
Oh, God.
Quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get...
Quick question, is that too cruel? Are we taking it too far? Yes or no on WhatsApp, 087-711-1038.
Oh, dear God, I'm sweating.
Are we actually going live? Live from Lombre?
We'll see what we can do.
We're on spin. You just missed it. On the back of the girly quiz, Katie was in touch.
Lombre in Rat Mines, and I know Dave lives in Rat Mines, and I will happily foot the bill and have him come in and I will wax him live for you guys. No problem. You're welcome, Dave.
Oh, you're so kind.
We had a question about hair removal on the show. He mentioned waxing, and now the idea being that we do the girly quiz live from Lombre in Rat Mines, and for every question Dave gets wrong, he gets a wax. I said, come on, are we being a bit too cruel? Are we taking things too far? The overall absolute answer, hands down, is... No, you're not being too cruel.
So I want to even message say, make sure the questions are extra hot. And get some wrong.
What have I done to you people?
So it looks like we are going live from Lombre with the girly quiz and Dave is getting waxed. Look, we never know what's going to happen on the show.
Let's go.
Wicca, Wicca.
We got
what I want when I need it.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes after nine on Thursday, the 28th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Ash is on her holidays, just me and Dave for the next little while.
Good morning. She's allowed to take annual leave, Callum. My God. Do you know what you just said, Emma? The 28th of March. And I'm like, how is it still cold? I was going to bed last night and I was like, God, I'm very cold in my room. I checked my temperature. 3 degrees outside, right?
It was so cold yesterday. I was coming into town last night to meet someone for a drink and I literally wore like one of those dresses. I just had it in my mind. I was like, I just want something that isn't like jeans and a jumper,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So So I had like a real casual day dress, but it goes all the way down to the ankle.
Right.
So I just kind of wore like runners with that and like kind of an overcoat. But like, anyway, point being, I was like, you actually can't do that. It was
so
absolutely freezing. I had such instant regret once I got in the bus. I was like, what have I done?
Coming into work this morning, it was 4 degrees. And do you know what's really annoying? Last week, I did the thing where I was like, right, here we go. This is the moment. It's like your white jeans moment.
Yeah.
For me, it's getting rid of the big coat and getting the smaller black kind of puffer jacket on.
Yeah.
So it's a little less, it's a little bit more lighter than the thing. I've had to put that back in the closet now and bring the big coats back in. I thought that was the moment. I thought, here we go. Here comes summer, baby. But no. Not happening at
I'm
all.
I'm really looking forward to the moment when you actually are confident to say, okay, you know, like my big Arsene Wenger coat.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that to be wrapped up and like put in storage for a few months.
There was a few weeks ago where I was taking the hit of having the cold morning, but because the afternoons were kind of
so
like
nice, yeah.
13, 14, where you didn't need a coat, you were all right with the shirt.
I remember Paddy's Day and it was stunning.
I've just kind of looked at the 10 and 14 day forecast because I'm a nerd. And it's literally all just predicting rain at 13, highs of 13, lows of around 4 or 5.
I started thinking that once Aisling Bonner had her first 9-9 of the year, that it was time for
that was it. That was going to be the moment.
Well, the clocks change on Sunday as well. And in my mind, when the clocks change,
it's
the
summer.
Weather is nice because the evenings are late.
I know. And it's very hard to stay positive when people are just desperate for a little bit of heat in the bones. But we will get there and it will come around again. And although, not to be like, I sound like an owl fell in the pub, but we didn't have a very wet winter, lads.
No, we didn't, so to be fair.
We're paying for it now and then hopefully we'll have a class summer.
Can we talk about how fast the year is now flying as well? January goes on forever.
A couple of days.
And when we come back after today, it will be April.
That's insane.
So strange.
There you go. A lot of positivity for the morning. Yeah. Happy Thursday, everyone.
I promise we actually do have a lot of fun and positivity.
Sweet be Christmas. So
don't
You're on spin.
A lot of people in my life tell me I'm a very unhealthy person because of the amount of takeaways I eat or the lack of vegetables I eat and stuff like that.
Just to give context to this, our CEO of the company, Chris, walked into the studio this morning having brought in some lovely fresh baked goods for us and said to Dave, you can't have one, and joked about Dave's ridiculous metabolism because he eats utter shite.
I do.
And it literally doesn't go anywhere. If I had Dave's diet, you may be sure I'm not fitting into my jeans. And even Chris said, you wait till you turn 40.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, that'll never come. I can never
His
see that happen.
Metabolism is incredible. I'm so jealous of it.
And because of my incredible metabolism, and I understand I'm very lucky in that, but I also think there's no such thing as like being healthy. Everything is bad for you in some way or another. Like,
and it's well and good. Health is a lot, like, it's a lot more than just weight, obviously.
Yeah,
you know
of
what
course.
I mean? It's good to put good things into your body.
But you find yourself like a healthy dinner, like the healthiest thing ever. If it was really the healthiest thing ever, you could have it every day. But then someone comes along and is like, oh, it's unhealthy to eat the same thing every day. Like, how would you know, doctor? You know, you don't know what's going on. If it's the healthiest thing in the entire world, I think it's you could eat it every day. So I don't think health actually exists. Bad health is, it's no such thing as being unhealthy. So without further ado, here is Dave's health tips.
Okay.
Right? A pint and then a walk. Because then you've walked off the pint. But you don't want to pint off the walk. That's not healthy. Then the last thing you'll have done is have a pint. You need the last thing you do to be a walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes so much sense. I'm enlightened.
Tip number two. A smoothie a week is enough. That's fine.
Right.
Don't worry about it. You've had your smoothie. You've had three takeaways. It's grand. You had a smoothie on Monday. It's fine. Your body's ready.
Fair.
Pizza first and then vegetables, so it cancels out the pizza, right? You can't eat pizza after vegetables because you'll ruin all the good work you've done eating the veg in the first place. So always, it's basically my whole theory is treat first.
Yeah, yeah.
And because then when you have the bad thing, this was your punishment for having the treat, it cancels out the bad, you know what I mean? The last thing you've had is what you've, you know what I mean? That's where your health is.
Okay, great. Well, your brain makes so much sense.
Here's a top tip for anyone. Go on a nice long walk to the farthest chipper and then walk back eating the chips, right? So you're eating chips while walking, so they cancel each other out. You may as well be standing still because you're eating chips while walking.
Good maths. Yep.
Losing weight, gaining weight, you may as well be standing still. Don't vape ever. Not good for you. Instead, go to a smoking area and smell everyone else's vape.
Secondhand vape.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Don't do it yourself. It's pointless. Just go to smoking and just have a little sniff. It smells nice.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And then here's my final tip. If you're feeling run down, maybe you've been eating like crap, no exercise in days, story of my life. Don't worry about it. Cancel all that out with a multivitamin. I take one multivitamin in a week and I'm like, God, I'm a pillar of health. I look really good.
Rob is on. Dave for president.
A lot can be said for a multivitamin. You'll feel amazing. My body is a temple vibe.
I think you're meant to take them daily. However, day for president. I want to tell you about a new type of baby food that is sounds absolutely revolting.
Baby food in general is revolting. Oh, I don't understand. Man. Do you know it's just like, oh, would you like some mushed carrots and broccoli? No, what a stupid question.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Why are you feeding that to a baby?
Little nephew's just about to turn one, so he's on the solid food now, i.e. the mush, like off bottles and onto that stuff. So
on the solid food, i.e. mush.
Yeah, he's on the mush, and I was feeding him the mush last weekend. Messy job. You know this
And they still come in the little jars.
Yeah.
Tiny little spoons.
And now they're getting all fancy with it. Like, instead of, like you said, a bit of mash and a bit of carrot all mushed up, it's like spag ball for babies.
Stop.
And all this, yeah.
Is it just blended?
It's just really soft, obviously, so they don't choke on it. Because there's a lot of choking hazards in food. But I heated it up from last week and I followed the instructions. It was like, heat for 15 seconds. And I was like, this is cold.
15
he
seconds.
He was like, allergic to it. You can see he was repulsed by it. And I was
lukewarm
like,
mush.
This sucks. Do you want a bit of bread to keep you going? So the world,
few peanuts.
Yeah. The world's first kebab baby food has launched in the UK.
Oh, wow. It's for when baby's going a night out,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I suppose it's when you come in late and you just need something to keep you going before you get a good night's sleep.
Before you get breastfed.
It's containing pureed chicken kebab meat. Now, anything pureed is disgusting. Never mind pureed chicken kebab meat.
Chicken kebab meat, though, you're thinking of the rotisserie, you know, from the chipper on a night out. Like, that going around the spiral, they like, scrape it off and you just mush it, blend it, like, wow.
Mush it, yeah. So it's called kebab baby food. No, I'm wrong, sorry. It's called kebaby food.
I was like, they missed a trick if they're not calling it kebaby food.
Kebaby food. Packed with protein and essential vitamins, and it's inspired by their best-selling Kebby Special Wrap. So obviously this is a popular thing and they're moving into the baby market. Priced at £1.25 per pot, I have no idea. I don't have kids. Is that a bargain or is that a rob?
Sounds alright.
If you're feeding them, like, they have to feed them so much a day though.
Yeah, but you're really going to be feeding them kebab three times a day.
Well, that's fair, I suppose. They said, we believe a love and appreciation for quality kebabs is something that should be nurtured and passed down through generations. Honestly, next thing you'll have the McDonald's Happy Meal and mush
for
the kids.
This is gas. I can't get over this. This is like, so when you come home from a night out, your baby is still up and you can have a kebab and so can they.
Yeah. Have kebaby time.
Yeah.
This is another kind of bizarre new item of, you know, in the consumer, as in, okay, Graham, whatever, can't think of the word. That's in eating. This is in the drinking world. That is a disgusting story out today as well. 7-Eleven, by the way, 7-Eleven is everywhere in Thailand.
Yeah, they're big in Thailand.
They're literally everywhere. They're a great shop.
I loved a 7-Eleven when I was in America. They're class.
It's such a big thing in America, yeah, but they have everything over there. Anyway,
I love the way we go mad for 7-Elevens. Like, it's probably just a Centra. You know what I mean? It's like a Circle K.
It's just because it's new and it's always mentioned in movies and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven has introduced new Big Bite hot dog.
Wow.
Wait for it. Sparkling water.
No!
Isn't that gross?
Oh, see, because you know in America when they do the hot dogs, there's always like the juice and stuff, and it like obviously it collects at the bottom, and then you just throw the juice out, and they're making a drink out of it.
So they, again, have a Big Bite hot dog. That's one of their best sellers. So they're moving into this market now. And the sparkling water is flavoured like the hot dog. But the ketchup and the mustard is included.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Gone are the days of alternating bites of a hot dog with sips of beverage. Because now these can go on and you can swap the bun for bubbles.
If this was a couple of days later, I'd be like, this has to be an April Fool's. Like, not a chance.
Well,
this is real.
This is the thing. And this is what makes me scratch my head a little bit. More details on this will be released on the 1st of April, which again makes you think that.
Ah. Look at that. I'm clued in, man.
You are clued in. When is April 1st? Are we doing it? No.
Monday.
We're not Monday.
Oh, thank God we're off. Can you imagine we'd have to do a prank call or something stupid?
Oh, I'd hate that. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I hate April Fool's Day.
I love the way I was so against the hot dog water, but I'm all for the blended kebab.
Honestly.
For the child.
I'd say you're a poor mother. If she could have that, have had that trying to feed you as a child, they'd be like, great, at least he's fed.
Yeah, he's eating something.
Kebaby Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. So on a Friday, we always do this competition we call One More Tune. I pick a song, Dave picks a song and Ash picks a song. But today is Thursday and we're not here tomorrow. Sorry.
That's going to be great.
So we're doing a bit of a Friday show on a Thursday. We're launching the bank holiday weekend nice and early. So what song kind of sums up your mood today and which one would you like to hear in full? We all have very different music tastes, don't we?
Very, very different.
I tend to go for a bit of a banger. Dave sticks to his something with a guitar riff normally.
Yeah, a bit of bands, a bit of emo, a bit of rock. That's kind of my vibe.
Ash goes for cheesy, something kind of themed and silly. She's dying to get Jumbo Breakfast Roll on the air at the moment. She's having a constant over and back with the head of music. He's still saying no. So with no further ado, this is the song I'm putting forward this week for your vote.
Ooh, Emma Nolan.
That is Reel to Reel and Star to Fall. It is just so filled with positive endorphins. It's a dance classic. Cabin Crew and Start to Fall, my bad. Well done, Emma. Cabin Crew, Start to Fall. Emma in a WhatsApp. If you want to hear it in full, get voting 087 711 1038.
Good choice, but if you want to rock out, you may want to vote for me. All my friends are
heathens, take it slow. Oh, long time no hear. Wait for them to
ask you who you know. 21 Pilots, Heathens. You want that to rock out as the last song of the show and kick off the long bank holiday weekend, the long, long bank holiday weekend if you're us. If you want that as the last song of the show, vote for Dave. In a WhatsApp now, just the word Dave to 087 711 1038.
Our Aisling is en route to Vietnam at the moment, but of course she has left us her one more tune.
I'm currently high in the sky over the Irish Sea and I have gone for this. Drunk in
love. Oh. Wow.
Gotta celebrate the new Beyonce album coming out tomorrow with a little Beyonce throwback. I've never chosen this for one more tune. It's Drunk in Love by my girl, Queen Bee. If you would like Drunk in Love to play out the show, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh.
I wish you'd not gone for that tune before.
It's so good. Okay, I've gone for Cabin Crew and Star to Fall. It's a dance classic. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for 21 Pilots and Heathens. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And Aisling has gone for Drunken Love from Beyonce. That's Aisling in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038 for your vote. Stick around. Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We told you we're doing a bit of a Friday vibe of the show today as we're not here tomorrow. So with that in mind, our producer Callum likes to give us a bit of a Friday roast. Maybe you're not with us on a Friday. This is what we call the worst bits of the week, where he just gets some anger out ahead of the weekend because I think we wreck his head.
And surely he doesn't have that much to work with, seeing as it's only been a 4-day.
Oh, believe me, I do. And do you know what? I don't know if I'm going to survive through this. If you've been listening to the show all week, you've probably heard me coughing my guts up in the corner. So who knows if my voice will survive, but what a week it's been. Aisling's gone on holiday. Hopefully she'll bring us back some presents. Beyonce's album is out tomorrow and it's a 4-day weekend.
Oh dear.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Oh God.
We got talking about cereal earlier on in the week because it was one of the topics on this week's Games of Vowless. And I thought Aisling did a really bad job of impersonating the Cookie Crisp mascot.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Do you remember them?
Do that again. Cookie Crisp.
But then I actually searched up the Cookie Crisp mascot and I thought she did pretty well. Cookie
Crisp. Oh, she had unlocked a memory when she did that. It was all right.
Kind of close.
Cookie Crisp.
Emma was talking about her love for the TV show Euphoria, but I'm not too sure I want to watch based on her recommendations.
Oh. Heavy bananas at times. Zendaya is so busy.
Heavy bananas.
Yeah, I love when she says that.
You're both so cool.
Jacob Elderly was working Elordy. On the project. Great. Jacob Elderly.
That's what you are.
Elderly.
Describing a show as heavy bananas and then naming one of the actors the wrong name.
One of the most famous people in the world right now, Jacob Elderly. Jacob
Elderly. If you look at his name, you understand the slight dyslexia going on, okay? It looks like it should be Elderly. Eldori, is it?
Elordy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Eldori. Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming.
It's the Spanish Finding Nemo. Eldori.
Don't, you'll set me up.
Eldori.
We had a cameo from Marge Simpson on the show this week.
Morning.
How are you? So I need to update you.
I don't know what that sounded like. It sounded like Marge Simpson.
Sounded like a character from The Den.
Hiya, homie. How are you, Dustin?
You're doing very good, Marge.
I didn't think I did.
Hiya, homie.
And finally, who needs dramatic sound effects when you have Aisling Bonner?
Because I found a website that tells you when you're going to die.
Dun, dun.
dun.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed.
Excellent.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of a very short week.
Well done. Callum. Your voice survived. Barely.
Just.
Barely.
Back to this for a mo. Once a week and on a Friday, we always put a bit of a voting challenge. What song would you like to hear in full to launch the weekend? I always go for a bit of a club banger, a bit of a hip-hop banger. Dave tends to stick with emo.
Yeah, a bit of rock, a little bit of band.
Group. And you know, Aisling, it's always something a little bit silly, but actually not in today's case at all. I am backing this song, and if you love it, well, I'm really going to need your help. Crew and Start to Fall. Emma in a WhatsApp 087-711-1038. It's a positivity bundle of fun.
Well, I'm going for negativity. 21 Pilots, we're going depressing. It's called Heathens, but it's an absolute anthem. If you want that to kick off your long bank holiday weekend, it's Dave in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038.
Did I see that they announced a 3-arena gig for next year?
Potentially, I'm not
2025,
sure.
2025, not a fan of these big long dates.
Wait, no, do it next week. Like.
Yeah. And Aisling has gone for this. You know, she's a big Beyonce stan and the album is out at midnight tonight. It's not, it won't sound like this, more of a country vibe, but that is Drunk in Love. And if you want to hear her close the show today, Aisling in a WhatsApp 087-711-1038. Final chance to vote. We need a winner very shortly. Let's hand over to producer Callum and get a result of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Cabin Crew, Start of Fall. Dave went for 21 Pilots and Heathens. Mm-hmm. And Aisling went for Beyonce, Drunk in Love. I can reveal it was a two-way tie for last place. With 32% of the vote each, it's Emma and Dave.
No
the
way.
Winning is 36% and Aisling.
Oh, very close. Have a fantastic weekend. We're back here live Tuesday. And if you miss us, our podcast is called Fully Charged, Recharged. Have a safe weekend. Hopefully you get a nice lie-in and get to switch off a bit.
Eat lots of Easter eggs.
Do. Talk to you later. I've been drinking. I get
filthy when I look up, get it to me. I've been get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.